As a diplomat, we need a pragmatic solution to the problem. We need to work on the existing agreements. In terms of the expectation session, my expectations are low because we haven't had enough. I've talked to a lot of the previous envoys and to this envoy's staff. And the hard thing about being an envoy is you're not forcing any solutions. You have to have everybody agree before you do anything. So it's really, really hard. And often what you'll see envoys do, like we saw Bathy, the Libyan envoy, recently do, is you try to come up with like a new approach to old problems to solve old problems. And so he created this new, you know, five mechanism. So I would expect Dimitrov to do something like that. So kind of figure out some mechanism to put a new angle on things. But really what needs to be solved are the problems we've been dealing with since the 90s and before.
Although the Polisario receives weapons and political support from Algeria, Algeria says we are not a party to the Western Sahara conflict. So how would the UN envoy move forward with this position?
Politically, of course, Algeria is a party to the conflict. That's why they've gone to the previous rounds of negotiations. I think what they're doing, though, is they're making a legal point, because only the Sahrawis can give up their rights under international law to join the Moroccan autonomy plan. So the negotiations mean the Sahrawis are the only party that says, we agree to be part of the Moroccan state going forward. And so in that sense, I think the way to imagine any negotiation is Morocco and Polisario in the front row and Algeria and Mauritania in the back row. And it can't work without that formula.
How legitimate is Polisario representation to the Sahrawi population in the Western Sahara?
Well, it's not representative according to the democratic metric, because we don't have, you know, free and fair elections with multiple parties competing in the camps, etc. So in that sense, it's not representative. But it's representative in the sense that Polisario created the movement, right? This goes back to the 1970s. It was Polisario that created the camps. It's Polisario that created, if you want to say it, the problem, you know, in a decolonization process in Western Africa. So just like Hamas doesn't represent Palestinians, you don't get a deal without Hamas, right? You don't get a deal without Polisario. So, you know, I think ultimately you're going to have to negotiate with Polisario, have the Algerians part of the conversation, have other groups, if in some way the opposition among Sahrawis can be included in that conversation, why not? Ultimately, the representativity doesn't get you peace, and it doesn't get you to peace, and doesn't get you to a long-term solution.